special report coronavirus update. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo charges hundreds of thousands of lives have been needlessly lost from coronavirus due to China.
They continue to be opaque. They continue to deny access for this important information that our research, our epidemiologists need. And importantly, this could happen again.
Pompeo says the world is beginning to see the dangers of trying to work with the communist regime. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says it is unclear where the coronavirus originated in China.
Did it come out of the virology lab in Wuhan? Did it occur in the wet market there in Wuhan? Did it occur somewhere else? And the answer to that is we don't know. And as mentioned by many people, various agencies, both civilian and U.S. government, are looking at that.
China calls the accusations part of a Republican political strategy to smear China ahead of the election. I'm Mike Moss. Concern about a possibly more contagious mutation of the coronavirus. We get more from correspondent Jim Root.
This new dominant strain of the original virus now spreading across the U.S. is more contagious, according to researchers at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. One concern is that it might slow even reverse reopening plans, and it may leave any emerging vaccines inadequate. Los Angeles County Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer says, however, L.A. will move forward.
We have been working really hard the last 3 weeks to get ourselves ready.
She doesn't sound too concerned, as this paper has not yet been peer-reviewed, but one of the concerns of researchers is that if this new strain is more contagious, the illness it brings on might be more severe. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
American businesses cut an unprecedented 20 million jobs in April, closing offices, factories, schools, construction, and more. A report from ADP calls it a report that was shocking, even to those who did it. I'm Mike Moss.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DinoVite.com.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dinovite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dinovite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed them right for life. Do the Dinovite. Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
Breakfast in bed doesn't stand a chance. Whether she rides on the back or grabs life by the handlebars, moms deserve the best. And Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson can help you give the best gift to your mom. With Mother's Day Sunday, they have a perfect Mother's Day gift just in time for you to head down today. Shop for mom or with mom to ensure you give the best I Love You Mom gift. From Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson, 2550 East Gila Ridge Road in Yuma. Or check out their website, territorialhd.com, for more details.
When it comes to finding the right Medicare plan, where do you get answers and who can you really trust? Call me, Mike Arce, the Medicare Plan Man, a local licensed insurance professional that takes the time to explain and show you your options to help you choose the right Medicare plan for you. Call me today, 928-581-1342, to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation appointment. That's Mike, the Medicare Plan Man, 928-581-1342.
Join Mark Patrick's seminar to lose the weight or stop smoking guaranteed for only $49.99. Due to the coronavirus, the seminar now online, live with American Symptomatist Mark Patrick. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma area, Saturday, May 9th. Register now, only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Excessive heat warning in the forecast for today, 107 the high, 73 overnight. An excessive heat warning continues tomorrow with 106 the high, 72 the low. Friday, partly cloudy, and 105.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, Yuma. We're listening
morning,
to Chamber
John.
Chat.
This is Matt Molinar.
There we go. Good morning. Matt's on the phone. We have Matt Molinar, who is the president of MGM Design and the driver of Next Gen. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Yuma. It feels good to say that again.
Here we go. And in studio, I've got Jeff Bird, who is the vice president, executive vice president. You have a funny vice president tag. Anyway,
yeah.
Community relations manager, First Bank Yuma, and chairman of the board of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And calling in later will be Chris Wheeler, who is owner of Prison Hill Brewing Company. Morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good morning. Great. Great to be here.
Matt, you've done some amazing things, and you've got kind of this. It's not a promotion per se. It's a kind of a mantra, a rallying cry. It's almost like you're being a cheerleader for folks. So walk me through what you got going on, Matt.
Oh, I've kind of launched this campaign that happened organically. I participated in a few back-to-back leadership conferences last Friday and the Friday before, all day. It was all virtual. And this idea kept coming to me of as we go through this new business environment that we have to do three things. First, we have to survive and have a mindset of survival, not a mindset of sitting back and see what happens to us, but a mindset of we are going to actively figure out what we need to do to survive. And once we get past that and say we are moving forward here, we have to adapt. We have to think of how are we going to do things differently to move forward in this business environment. And then for those, I truly believe this, for those that survive and those that adapt, on the other side of this, we're going to come out of this and be able to thrive. It's going to be a business, different business environment. We're going to have less competition, and there is going to be a huge growth opportunity that comes out of the turnaround that happens at some point in our future.
Well, you're
Matt, survive, adapt
and thrive. And you're exactly right. It's all about the right energy. It's all about the right thought processes. It's all about, you know, there's an old saying, it's not what happens to us, it's what we do with that. It's how you react to that. It's how you pivot and do things correctly. So on the phone joining us, Chris Wheeler, owner of Prison Hill Brewing Company. Good morning, Chris.
How are we doing, John?
Great. So Matt was just talking about Prison Hill Brewing Company, because that's exactly what you've been doing, survive, adapt, and thrive. So welcome, sir.
How you doing, John?
Phenomenal. We have Jeff Bird in the studio with us this morning. He's kind of keeping me honest this morning.
Good morning, Chris.
He's got the whips and chains out.
Bird, how you doing?
Great.
So, Chris, walk us through what's going on at Prison Hill Brewing Company.
You'll have to forgive me. I've got a little bit of allergies, so I sound like I'm in sound like my nose is all plugged up, because it is. I took lemons and tried to make them into lemonade. The whole idea of being shut down was, you know, as unfortunate as it was an opportunity to start getting projects done that had been on the books for a while. So I pulled the trigger on about 3 years worth of renovations and have knocked them out in about 2 months. We've COVID-proofed the place. There's going to be, you know, the bathrooms are all essentially now hands-free. So it's got, you know, hands-free, paper towel dispensers, soap dispensers, hands-free hand-washing stations. We remodeled the inside of the place to increase distance between tables without trying to eliminate too many seats. So without changing the atmosphere, upgrading the power, and so we've got essentially unlimited expansion capabilities. And then as of yesterday, Prison Hill Distilling is born. So second location came online, and that's starting to be, that'll be up and running by Friday of this week.
So walk me through Prison Hill Distilling. This is exciting.
Oh. Prison Hill Distilling, something that's been in the works for about a year and a half, looking to branch out and start getting into the spirits market, vodka, gin, whiskey. A bit of a long-term project, which is why it's moved so slowly, but with the current COVID situation, because I have the distilling license, I was able to legally make sanitizer. And so that's what we're going to start producing as we get going, and then transition as the COVID situation passes, we'll transition the business model into the other thing.
So you talked about getting lemons and making lemonade. Sir, you've made lemon meringue pie. You've made limoncello.
I find ways to keep busy.
You have lemon drop cookies. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on. Prison Hill Distilling, is that another location or just an add-on to what you're doing?
It'll be a second location.
Congratulations. There's a favorite place of mine up in Prescott, Thumb Butte Distillery. They do open mic Sundays between 2 and 5, and the place is packed. I think you have a couple of their brands in your bar.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, and so, again, congratulations on, again, pivoting and surviving, adapting, and thriving. Congratulations.
That couldn't have been a better illustration of what I'm talking about. And I'll give you another one-liner. We don't rise to the occasion, but we only fall to our level of preparation. And so in a situation of almost a worst-case scenario for a brewery, restaurant owner, or bar, Chris is prepared for this situation. That's what's allowing him to adapt, expand, put these new things into place. And when he has, so he's using this time to adapt and put all these things in motion so that when we come out the other side, he's going to thrive. And that's exactly the mindset that I'm talking about with this campaign, that I'm trying to do myself with my business, and the message that I'm trying to get out there for other people that are maybe struggling right now too.
And that's the kind of things too that First Bank Yuma's doing. Jeff's got some information on a new platform of EverFi. So Jeff, please jump in and talk about how First Bank is, what they're doing to survive, adapt, and thrive.
Well, first of all, before I get into the EverFi, I want to talk a little bit about the PPP program, because that hit everybody by surprise. When the government rolls out something like that, they don't give you all the information.
And don't have the information.
Still, it's just piecemeal. But I'm proud to say, as of this point, and first of all, before I talk about First Bank, I want to talk about all the banks in Yuma. All the ones that did the PPP program, hats off to them. The financial community came together and we took care of our clients. Right now, as of yesterday, we had $40 million pumped into the economy, and that's just our bank. So if you think about the other four that are doing it, that's substantial money that came back into the economy. But I am on the lines of both of these gentlemen.
Yep.
I actually think the economy, with the pent-up demand and everybody that adapted and adjusted, is going to be stronger than ever. Everybody learned something. You look at the folks in Florida, do they not have to prepare for a hurricane? You look at the folks in the middle of the country, do they have to prepare for tornadoes? You've got to be ready for these types of
catastrophes
and turn them into opportunities like Matt and Chris were talking about. And both of them are excellent leaders in the community to do that. So with that being said, we also went to with our EverFi, which is our financial partner for digital learning. So basically, we talked to them. They're going to let us expand it because of the school year. They're going to let us take it through June 31st. And both the parents, any high schooler in Yuma, his parents and he can take the entire EverFi program for free. And exactly what is that? It's a financial literacy program that's digitally based.
I love it. We're going to talk more about that after the break. We've got Chris, Matt, and Jeff on Chamber Chatter this morning. You're listening on 560 AM KBLU.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminar? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain. Because of the coronavirus, the seminar now online live with America's hypnotist Mark Patrick in the comfort and safety of your living room. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma area will be held live Saturday, May 9th. Register now. Only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Accurate Automotive Attention, serving our area for over 50 years, is an essential business and is ready to serve you. Routine maintenance, such as oil changes, are essential to your vehicle's health and can be performed today. Accurate Automotive offers non-contact drop-off and pickup, free pickup and delivery, remote payment options, and is sanitizing each and every vehicle we service. Call Accurate Automotive today for details and to schedule your vehicle's maintenance.
Accurate Automotive, auto experts you can.
This is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking. I lost 70 pounds and my friend lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months.
Wow, what are you waiting for? Because of the coronavirus, the seminar now online live with America's hypnotist Mark Patrick in the comfort and safety of your living room. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma area will be held live Saturday, May 9th. Register now, only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. On the phone, we've got Matt Molinar, president of MGM Design and the leader of Next Gen. Good morning, Matt.
Hello, good morning.
And Chris Wheeler is also on the phone, owner of Prison Hill Brewing Company and now Prison Hill Distilling. I guess that's the right word?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
Congratulations. Serious pivot on that one. Way to go. And in studio, we have Jeff Bird, Community Relations Manager of First Bank Yuma and Chairman of the Board of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning.
So we left off on EverFi. Explain what EverFi is.
Yeah, let me just start for those folks that aren't aware of it. EverFi Financial Literacy for High School Students is a digital education program that teaches students how to make wise financial decisions and promote their financial well-being over their lifetime. There are interactive lessons in financial literacy that translate complex financial concepts and help students adapt strategies to manage their finance. Most people don't know what a credit report is. I mean, they know that you need to have one, but to understand a credit report, I think, is worth a college degree, if not a master's degree, because everything you do is tied to your credit report. So there's certain things that we want to get across, and the bank underwrites this for all the high schools in Yuma County, and because of the situation we've had with the COVID-19, we had to adapt. And thank goodness our partner adapted. So basically they extended it to, like I say, through the end of June. And I just think it's pretty neat that you can, because of this, like these gentlemen said, turn lemons into lemonade. You know, adapt, survive. So this parents, this is the last chance you're going to be able to give your kids some real life skills right. that will benefit them forever. And there's no cost to you. So all you got to do is go to everfly.com, sign in, look for your school. You can pick Yuma High School, Kofa High School, Yuma Catholic.
In other words, whatever.
And for whatever reason, if you have trouble getting signed in, just call me at the Midtown branch, Jeff Bird, and we'll get you all set up. No problem at all.
Jeff, what phone number should they use?
783-1170.
Matt, I want to go back to you. I tried to write down that one gem because I'm going to steal it. We don't rise to the occasion. We rise to our level of preparation. Is that paraphrased correctly?
We don't rise to the occasion. We hear that phrase all the time, and that's not the right thought. We fall only to our level of preparation. So we as small business, no one said that being a small business owner was easy. No one said that there aren't going to be hard times. And there's no guarantee that you're going to survive. So we have a responsibility as small business owners and as employers to be prepared. So we don't rise to the occasion. We fall only to our level of preparation.
You know, 70% of chamber members are, in my estimation, small business, and that's 10 employees or less. And when we do ribbon cuttings or celebrations or the members of the month, whatever, I look at them, and they're all in. I owned my own business a long time ago, and it's you have a big stack of chips, and you put them on the table every single morning. You're all in. It's you're everything. So you look at a special individual, and Chris, you're a great example of that. I mean, all in. I mean, you've got a huge stack of chips, and you push them to the middle of the table. I'm all in. And it's a rare breed that can do that consistently and do it with the kind of execution that you've done, Chris. So congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I'm been a firm believer for a long time of no risk, no reward. But in business, I think you can take that and you just modify it a little bit. It's educated risk. So you just have to be aware of your market, I think, and, you know, if you're going to take those sizable risks. So this is another risk, you know, moving into a different area. But, you know, the timing was right. And, you know, Matt was saying, when he was talking about levels of preparation, I'm an odd duck in the restaurant industry. I keep a pile of working capital on hand that most restaurant owners I don't think would. But I've come from other industries, and I have a very specific comfort level that lets me sleep at night. So, you know, coming into this, when this happened, I got to basically come in and say, okay, what's my fallback plan? Oh, this is my fallback plan, and it's been in place since the beginning. So, yes, it's a scary time. Yes, you know, we've had to shift and pivot on our business model, and that transition has been, you know, difficult. I mean, you know, I like to say that, you know, when people are asking, how are you doing? It's takeout only. It's this, that's the other thing. I'm like, well, if you ask Burger King and McDonald's and Wendy's to suddenly offer 4-star tableside service and you gave them 5 hours to do it, how do you think they would do? A bunch of us who didn't have that model.
Not going
to
happen.
Have pivoted very quickly and, you know, tried to put Band-Aids on bullet holes and make it work. So, and then doing that and then taking off a new project, it's been a lot of risk, but there was a level of preparation there that has absolutely helped move it forward.
But the idea to have that kind of working capital on hand, I mean, that kind of forward thinking is to be rewarded.
Well, it was good timing. Well, that's...
John, I know how much you love the one-liner, so I did my homework. So check this one out. Everyone sees the glory, but they don't see the story. And what that means is when Chris is greeting you at Prison Hill and the place is rocking and everyone's like, oh, man, must be nice to be Chris. Well, there's a story of hard work and dedication and preparation behind that. So everyone sees the glory, but they don't see the story. And right now, those of us that are going to thrive on the other side of this are writing the story. We're working 7 days a week. Chris is calling me Sunday at 10 o'clock at night saying, the governor just announced a new thing about restaurants. I need my website up to date. Man, I got my laptop open, and I'm taking care of him and all my other clients. So it's putting in that work right now to make sure that we are cutting edge on top of it, not at home watching Netflix, right? I'm working 7 days a week. I'm working early mornings, late nights, and during the day, too, to make sure that me and all my clients get through this.
I have no idea what Netflix is. That's the truth. I mean, yeah.
Well, you know, most people are all over it, let me tell you.
Well, you know, I wanted to take a Monday off. I wanted to unplug and just kind of just shut the phone off and that kind of stuff. I ended up on three conference calls. I ended up, again, writing some drafts. Those of us that are in the arena, there's no stopwatch. There's no timeout. There's no, let's go to the booth for further review. There's no referees. I mean, it's live action, and you don't get to stop it. And everyone's in that same boat. And First Bank is no different.
Well, when the PPP came out, we couldn't keep up with the phone.
Ready or not, here
it comes. And when you don't have the information. But thank God, I think one thing this taught us is, what both of these gentlemen are saying is you've got to have your own supply chains. What the COVID situation taught us is about supply chains, your business has to have their own supply chains, or you need to make new ones and adapt and move on. You need to have the relationship with your banker, with your accountant, all the things you need to function. So when something like this happens, you're not behind the curve. You can jump right in and say, get to work, fellas. This is what I, have a relationship with you for.
Yep. And, Matt, you were chairman of the board of the chamber, and Chris is on our board of directors, as is Jeff. But, we were working on our cash reserves, and we really are in pretty good shape because of good leadership and good, forward-thinking processes. So, thanks for that. Really having you guys at the table really has helped through this whole mess.
Well, John, right now, I really want to thank you because since this has happened, I've never seen anybody work harder to get the information out. It's not easy. You take a lot of heat. But we wanted to do the best for the business community and try and keep everybody safe, follow the guidelines and do everything. Now that we're starting to open, I just can't say how proud I am of the chamber of keeping that information channel out. Matt, I know you had a lot to do with it, with the website and keeping us up to date, the virtual lunch and learns. We finally got a Good Morning Yuma on the 14th. Yay! it's going to be virtual with the mayor, but it's coming out.
We'll talk about it at the bottom of the hour. But Matt, again, you talk about the 10 p.m. Call with Chris. When we had the COVID-19 those things in place, you put the pop-up on the chamber's website within a couple of hours. You had you got lots and lots of customers, clients, partners, friends, but you took care of the chamber, and the results turned out great. The restaurant list turned out great, and I told you, it's going to cost me, but I don't care. Got to get done. So thank you for that, for the exceptional service.
You're welcome, and we're taking it. Too, we don't have that face-to-face interaction right now. In fact, we're being discouraged to be meeting face-to-face. So what does that mean? Your website has to represent you, and I understand that, and that's why we're here for all of our clients, to make sure that when people are starving for information, and their only way to get it is through your website. So if your website is up to date and looks professional and has the most current information, people are going to, number one, appreciate that. But number two, they're going to associate you with that. They don't get to meet you. They don't get to learn what a great person you are in person. So your website has to represent you in that most professional, most up-to-date way, so that when they go to your website and they learn about you and they learn about your business and they see that fully professional presentation, they're in their mind immediately going to associate you with that same level of professionalism and someone they want to do business with.
And Matt, you're absolutely right. When I do my customer service training, and we did three trainings virtually, we did the communication of sales, we did customer service, and we did team building. But in my customer service training, we talk about a moment of truth. And a moment of truth, that transcends a first impression. Because they haven't met any people yet, a moment of truth could be the look of your vehicles. It could be the look of your website. It could be your logo. It could be something other than a personal interaction. A moment of truth is all of those touch points other than people. And you hit the nail on the head. That website is your initial moment of truth. I get to find out what kind of business organization you are just by being on my computer taking a look. So thank you for that. Okay, we need to go to a hard break at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Introducing the 560 KBLU on-air Mother's Day card from Sona Reese Financial. Staying home and staying safe doesn't mean you can't tell your mom how much you love her. Your friends at Sona Reese Financial invite you to call 928-329-3464 to record your personal on-air Mother's Day card. Then tell mom to listen because we're going to play it back on 560 KBLU. Happy Mother's Day from 560 KBLU and Sona Reese Financial. If you're experiencing financial difficulties, call Sona Reese Financial at 782-6900.
Hey, this is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I went to another session to deal with some other problem foods, and I lost another 10 pounds. In fact, I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
That is truly a great story. Now, because of coronavirus, the seminar now will be online, live, with American hypnotist Mark Patrick in the comfort and safety of your living room. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma area will be held live Saturday, May 9th. Register now. Only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. Yuma County health officials announcing 18 more cases of the coronavirus, the largest single-day increase in the county. That brings the total to 133. So far, 998 people have been tested. In the Imperial Valley, cases are up to 400, with active cases dropping to 210. Imperial County Health reporting that recoveries are up, with 181 people back in good health. The City of Yuma's regularly scheduled City Council meetings are typically held at the City Hall in downtown Yuma, but as the city pivots with the societal changes since COVID-19, the City Council is testing a pilot program using Zoom technology to allow residents to comment on tonight's agenda items or participate in calls to the public. You can visit their website for more information. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. On the phone, we have Matt Molinar, president of MGM Design and the leader of Next Gen. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
And Chris Wheeler, owner of Prison Hill Brewing Company and now Prison Hill Distillery. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, John.
In studio, we have Jeff Bird, who is the community relations manager for First Bank Yuma and chairman of the board of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. A couple of quick announcements at the bottom of the hour. Finally, we have some things we could talk about. We are going to have a Good Morning Yuma, every virtual Good Morning Yuma, Thursday, May 14th, which would be our normal day for our Good Morning Yuma. It's going to be at 7 o'clock, so you can sleep in a couple minutes. You can view this in your jammies. It'll be on the Chamber's Facebook page, the City of Yuma's Facebook page, Yuma Investment Group. There'll be a variety of Facebook pages you can view it. Sponsored by Yuma Investment Group. So we're going to be broadcasting from the conference room of Tom Rush, Adrian Elder, Tim Avila, all those guys, Scott McHugh, those guys. We're going to be at Yuma Investment Group's conference room broadcasting. We're going to have soapboxes, and that's going to be pretty fun.
I'm pretty excited. I already shot my video for my soapbox.
So there's going to be 10 soapboxes. Then Mayor Doug Nichols will deliver his State of the City address. We'll do some more soapboxes, and the mayor is going to show us some videos and some things like that. So we're proud to do this. We generally do the State of the City address earlier in the year, but for an obvious variety of reasons, it got held off. May is usually the S. June Palak Awards. We've moved those back to October, again, for a variety of reasons. We had to move those back in the calendar year. So we're looking forward to the State of the City address, and again, looking forward to broadcasting from the Yuma Investment Group conference room on Thursday, May 14th at 7 o'clock. So grab your breakfast burritos from your favorite restaurant and sit back and enjoy our Good Morning Yuma on Thursday, May 14th. The Chamber of Commerce, with its ambassadors and board of directors, we're doing a kind of a love caravan in front of the health department at 10 o'clock. These are unsung heroes working in complete anonymity, working double shifts, and they've kind of been left behind. There's been a lot of love for lots of other folks. So we have gift cards for every employee. We're going to drive by with banners and things like that at 10 a.m. in front of the health department. It's no surprise, the more the merrier. So if you're in the area on 28th Street and you're having to be, you can join us. Just let these folks know we really appreciate their extra efforts and the sacrifices they're making through this COVID-19 pandemic. So anyway, that's enough chamber stuff for now. So I don't know who was talking last. We had to cut you off. Was it Matt, Chris? Who was last up? I think maybe Matt, you're giving us another one-liner. People see the glory, but they don't see the story. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's right. I was also going to talk a little bit about price versus cost. And as we're talking about having your website updated and having a really great website that reflects you in a positive way, that thought came back to me, price versus cost. And I posted this on your Facebook Live so that people could go back and kind of look at this concept. But in the comments on the live streaming right now.
Good.
But price is price versus cost. So price is the check that you write. So if I say a new website's going to cost $500, then that's the check that you write. That's the price. Cost is the new customers, the new clients, or the new sales that you either gain or lose from a really great website or a really poor website. And with that thought in mind, a less expensive, a lower price can actually result in a higher cost. So if you have a website that does not represent you professionally, that's going to cost you sales. That's going to cost you customers. That's going to cost you a new client because they're going to go online, see a mediocre website, and say, I don't know, I don't really trust that. Move on and go do a different search. So that low price can have a very high cost versus a website that might cost more is going to gain you more sales, gain you more customers, and gain you more clients. And so that cost goes down, even though the price may initially be higher. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And Matt, you know, you are now working on the 2020 version of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce website. And we started off, I said, Matt, I have a budget of $12. That's kind of where we started. But, you know, you take great care of us. And, again, we're a nonprofit, and you know that. We're going to get a phenomenal website. And, again, we're going to spend the right amount of money to get the...
I'm going to get free soapboxes for life.
That's part of the negotiation deal, dude. Don't do that. But again, we're going to get a fabulous outcome because we know when people are looking at places to visit or places to relocate their business or move their families, they'll go to the city page or the Chamber of Commerce page. So we are really one of the main front doors to Yuma County. So, and you know that, Matt, all too well. And you have
that, that reminds me, John, of another fantastic one-liner you're going to love.
Ooh, I'm going to write this one down.
Okay.
Got
so
it.
Think outside of the box. So instead of box, think outside of the box. Think outside of the box. Because right now, we're all going to be faced with that number one objection, I can't afford it, or I don't have the money, or we don't have any sales, or we don't have any customers. So the question becomes, what do you have? Or what do I have? So maybe I do need something from another one of my customers or clients to upgrade my office here at MGM Design. What can I offer them where normally I'd write a check, but I just don't have the money. So I've got to think outside the box.
Wow.
I think we have a new business book here. You know, it's evolving as we go through the show.
The John, Matt, Chris, Jim book of one-liners. It'll be...
How am I doing, John? Am I doing okay?
You're winning, actually. Yeah. I think you lapped me, actually, on numbers of one-liners, because I got a boatload, but you're winning.
Got to do my homework.
Yeah, there you go. And Chris, you kind of got a belly laugh out of that one, to think outside the box.
I forgot to hit you. Sorry about that.
No. I'm glad, because, again, that kind of belly laugh, just that's exactly, Chris, what you have done. You know, you've taken 3 years worth of renovations and you just put a chunk of dough into your location and pivoted to a new venture all during this quagmire.
The other thing about it was that, you know, I was before the PPP and before anything else, you know, you saw this thing coming and you knew that unemployment claims were going to go through the roof. So... The other part of the solution, the other reason, was how do I keep my staff at work and feeding their families and paying their bills? So basically what I did was one day I called a meeting and had everybody come in and, you know, write a list. And I'm like, give me essentially a list of any trade that you've ever worked in, whether it was babysitting, electrical, plumbing, you name it, and anybody that had any other subsequent experience or experience in other industries. I'm like, okay, cool. I have a job for you. Let's go to work. So I only ended up, of the 42 staff that I have, I've still got 35 on. And we've managed to keep them paid off the unemployment rolls, which was kind of the goal. And, you know, they're making, their hours are slightly less than before, but they're making more than they would during the summer.
Well, exactly. You're keeping them fulfilled, because there's something to be said for you've done something with your day. I've contributed today. I did something for the greater good. Or I just stayed active and contributed to a bigger goal. So there's a fulfillment piece by staying employed. There's a fulfillment piece by staying on the job, you know, actively doing things. And the transformation for Prison Hill Brewing is just going to be amazing. I can't wait. I just can't wait.
I think it's going to be good. It gives them a little bit of ownership, too. You know, like they can walk in and say, hey, guess what? I did that. Or we did this. Or we helped with that. So there's, you know, it's team building, people that are working with people from the front of the house and back of the house that they would have had no direct contact with before are now working together daily. And you've seen the team really, really sort of gel and come together. I think that's going to make for a better establishment overall when, you know, this gets lifted next week and, you know, we're getting the floor running.
Yep. When we renovated the chamber office, we put in new carpeting and painted. We had a painting day. It was a great team-building exercise. We found out that Jeff is much better at buying lunch than painting a wall. So he's a great lunch buyer, which he can continue to do that for our team.
My painting skills did not shine through.
And I tell people all the time that we Greeks, when we came across the pond in the late 1800s, for us, skilled labor was house painting. So we painted houses. That's what we did. When I get my gear on and start painting, I'm in a zone. I just absolutely love doing it. So,
well, talking about taking advantage of opportunities when problems arise, I just want to reiterate this one more time. High school students and parents, please check this program out. just two, we have seven modules, and the ones that I really like you to see is the financing higher education. You go in here and play around with this thing, you may learn how to pick up several thousand dollars for your education and your credit scores. So contact me at First Bank Yuma. We'll get you all squared away.
And go to EverFi.com. Got to head into a hard break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Hi, this is Russ Clark, and I want to tell you about the only air conditioning company I trust to keep me cool. Quick Refrigeration got the call when I was in need of new air conditioners for my home. I value the experience and customer loyalty they have earned from their years in business. They communicate the processes and the capability of the system so I can feel comfortable with the decision. I recommended my friends at Quick Refrigeration to replace your old, inefficient, worn-out AC system with a new, high-efficiency system that will lower your cooling cost as much as 40%. Start the saving today before the summer heat. Don't wait till your system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration, Cooling and Heating, at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Quick Refrigeration, keeping Yuma cool since 1955.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went, and guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof, and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain. Because of the coronavirus, the seminar now online live with America's hypnotist Mark Patrick in the comfort and safety of your living room. Live online seminar for the greater Yuma area will be held live Saturday, May 9th. Register now. Only $49.99 guaranteed at markpatrickseminars.com.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, I've got the chairman of the board. We have Jeff Byrd. He was the community relations manager at First Bank Yuma. Morning, Jeff.
Let's change that from was. I hope I still am.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I hope you didn't talk to Big T or Wayne. I might be in trouble here.
I've got your title incorrect. I know.
Community relations officer is perfect.
Okay, yes. Your executive VP, but anyway, yeah. We get in the weeds on titles. Yeah, let's not do that. On the phone, Matt Molinar, president of MGM Design and leader of Next Gen. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
And Chris Wheeler, owner of Prison Hill Brewing Company and owner of Prison Hill Distillery. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
There we go. So, Jeff was talking about EverFi. So EverFi.com is where I go.
Where you go, and they'll have a digital lessons for remote learning. And like I said, this is really an opportunity that you're not going to have again. You could do it at home with your children. And if you just do two out of these lessons, I would pick financing higher education. Your kid may learn how to pick up a scholarship, you know, how to maneuver through that world, and credit scores. To me, there is nothing more important besides your family. In your financial life, there is really nothing more important than your credit score, because everything you do is tied to your credit score. Why not take this moment to make it an opportunity to show them these life skills that they'll be able to carry for their entire lives and share with their children?
And the first step towards survive, adapt, and thrive. This is a time that you've got the time, you know, let's use it, you know, to your advantage. I like that.
Well, like Matt says, you know, they see the glory but not the story. You've got to be prepared and know how the system works. Most people don't, I'll be quite honest. I would say only about 20% of the population has a real strong working knowledge of credit scores.
You mean that's not done by the Wizard of Oz with a Rubik's Cube? That's not how that's done?
No. Everybody thought it was. But it's really simple, and there's actually only five components and variations of that in the algorithm. And once you learn that, you can actually move your score around, and you know what's affecting your score. So we love to educate people on that, and we love the bank's support in bringing that to the schools at no cost.
Everfi.com, and then find your school and get in that way.
Right.
Matt, you were talking about issues and things about the website. If I have a website currently, and maybe I'm thinking it's not all it could be, or I did it myself, there's that self-appendectomy where I did it myself and hope that would work out well. Do I come to you? Can you give me like 30 minutes of free advice, or is free advice what it's worth? I mean, how do I go down this road of improving that first impression?
Yeah, absolutely. We're giving away a lot of free advice lately. Most of the time, that turns into a new client for us, because people realize the importance of the website. And we all, it's no surprise to hear that this industry is so complex and moving so quickly that to try to do this yourself as a business owner is pretty daunting. We all have our areas of expertise, and this is one where, could I figure out all the ins and outs of my accounting for my business? Yes. Is it worth my time to do that, or is my time and money better spent paying an expert for that advice? And with all aspects of our business, we need to ask ourselves those questions. And more now, I think people are transitioning over to realizing that paying an expert for that, it's just too important.
Yep.
That said, security is very important. Modern development strategies, so it works on all these different devices, is number two. And I'm going in back kind of backwards in importance here, but
okay.
Mobile friendly, so that it works on your phone, is number one. But those are the top three issues that we try to focus our feedback on. People are using their phone to look at your website, hands down.
Yep.
So just kind of approach it with that in mind.
Give Matt a call, 782-5915, 782-5915. Matt's on my speed dial. I will call him often. I'll tell him I'm having a picnic. Mm-hmm. And a picnic is problem in chair, not in computer. And I have lots of picnics, and Matt will bail me out. But, Chris, you're one of the smartest guys I know, and even you thought, okay, my time is best spent doing what I do or having Matt manage the website. Because you could do a website. I know you could. But you chose, you thought outside the box, said Matt's my guy.
I 100%. I couldn't agree more. You get what you pay for. Spend a little money in an area that you want to generate revenue, and the revenue is easier to generate. It is a first impression. It's what people see. It needs to be up-to-date, accurate. For Matt, I'm apologizing over and over. I'm sorry about the 2 a.m. update, but sometimes that's when they happen, because that's when I'm getting home. Things happen when you're showering right before, turning your brain off. But it's always been one of those things that's been hugely responsive, and it helps put things forward. If I was going to plug one thing, and not that we're out here doing this, with Prison Hill Distilling, that was originally intended to come online and do vodka, do gin, and then eventually do whiskey, kind of get this thing going. But because of the COVID issue, we've got, that was another unfortunate situation, but it's also another opportunity. So the tanks that are in there right now are going to be, we're going to produce sanitizer. I'll have 7,000 gallons of sanitizer out by the end of next week. And we're just going to make it as fast as we can, because in my thinking, if I don't have it, if Yuma's not healthy, if Yuma's not keeping this under control, I don't have customers. If I can't keep my staff healthy, I don't have a business. And I think that goes along with everybody else. I mean, if we want to try to keep everybody as healthy as we can, so we all have customers to come and frequent where we're at. Thanks, need customers too.
But again, you're thinking the new CDC guidelines for restaurants will probably include a vast variety of locations for hand sanitizers, and those readily available for your staff and for your customers. How do I get first in line for that? Because I think I can. Can I drink that? Is it like 90 proof? Like,
oh no. Well, I mean, I would never suggest drinking this because, oh my God, it would be horrible and there's all sorts of stuff.
Okay, just to be clear, listeners, that was humor, okay? Yeah. Please not take that as a recommendation.
You can see my face right now at the thought of drinking this stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, no, you'd never touch it.
Again, this is humor, okay? This is three guys just having some yucks. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, it's produced according to the FDA's recipe, and I go through, test it, and, you know, we're labeling. We're going to do it by the gallon. This way people have a six-week supply as opposed to, like, having to dash to the store, which, you know, doesn't help anybody if you're there five times a week. So this way it's one shot. They'll be able to take it home, refill whatever bottles they have, and keep them handy. But the way you want to, if you want to get in line for it, sanitizer@prisonhill.com is the email that I've been using to take orders. And we've got everybody from the city of Yuma, YRMC's on the list. I've got the Border Patrol, Yuma sector's on the list. They're getting some. So we have prioritized first responders and essential services. There's some restaurants, some other businesses that have reached out. And so we'll be doing those. But then whatever remains is going to go to the public, and we'll keep, I'll keep making them until there's not a need. And then once this passes, then I'll shift and those tanks will get vodka.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. So do we have any events coming up at Prison Hill anytime soon?
I hope so. APS just approved the power into my back patio, so construction's going to hit that hard, and the big trench that's burning down the back of the brewery is going to go away. So you'll be seeing a grand opening for the new back beer garden within, I'd say, about a month.
Ooh. Good.
Yeah, so we're building a beer garden, too. So yeah, I kind of left that out.
See, again, that's another pivot, you know, taking advantage of the opportunity and the time and keeping your folks working. That's one of the things when I went in there, I got a kind of a sneak preview. I mean, people were everywhere, painting and working on floors. I mean, it was, and people were smiling. They were having some fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of moving parts, but, you know, it's Prison Hill. We know how to have a good time.
See, everybody just thinks about the beer. You know, that's all we think about is the beer. You know, Chris is the beer guy.
Matt was right. I mean, you know, you can have an expert do your taxes, or you can, I mean, you could probably figure them out on your own, but, you know, and I know everybody can make beer. It's easy, but, you know, making good, consistent beer, go find an expert. And shameless self-promotion.
I tried to make beer once. Epic failure. I need a professional doing this. So thank you, Chris, for having Chris.
Anytime, I got you covered.
There you go. Matt, any words of wisdom before we have to break?
Let's see here.
You gave us a whole bunch, but thank you for that.
Yeah, I have a few more left in the arsenal here.
Please.
Sell a hot product and create a compelling future. So if you're a small business and you're feeling stuck right now, like you're being told you can't do this, you can't do that, ooh, that's another one. The only thing worse than being forced to work is being forced to not work.
Yep. You're exactly right.
So if you're being forced to not do business right now, shift your mindset to sell a hot product and create a compelling future. Sound familiar to what Chris is talking about?
Yep.
He's being forced not to do his business. He's created a hot product, hand sanitizer. He's creating a compelling future. The infrastructure to create that is going to allow him to launch this distillery and thrive when this is all over.
Love it.
So how can you apply that to your business is what you should be asking yourself right now.
And Chris is doing that in spades. Nicely done.
Yes.
Proud to know you. Jeff, any last words? Got a few seconds?
I just want to tell the people out there, you know, hang in there. We know it's been tough. You know, we're taking the positive angle. But let's just hang in there and, you know, keep supporting your neighbors because we need to all work together.
Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for listening. Bye now.
Thank you.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU Eldorado Broadcasters LLC nor its affiliates nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.